Arkansas is entering its fourth deer season since the detection of chronic wasting disease. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is providing a new option for free CWD testing all season at CWD testing drop-off containers statewide. Chronic wasting disease testing drop-off container locations have been expanded to at least one per county across the state. To find a free and easy testing location near you, visit ArkansasCWD.com.
Caring is superior caring. Dove cares for her and cares for him with a special offer for Dove Body Wash and Dove Men Plus Care Body Wash. When you buy a Dove Body Wash for her, you get a Dove Men Plus Care Body Wash for him for free. Care for her, care for him. Look for a coupon in this week's Sunday paper and use it to save and share Dove Body Wash for her and him and to take care of everyone's skin.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ing. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 21-0. Searcy with the lead over Mountain Home. We'll run down stats coming up for you a little bit later in halftime. First, though, Shelby Anderson is joining us here at halftime. We're obviously going to talk about softball. How did you get suckered into talking about volleyball tonight, Shelby?
Well, I do help with junior high volleyball, but Coach Daves is celebrating her anniversary tonight, and a few of our other coaches are out of town, and Coach Beckham is serving as mom tonight. Her daughter is in the band, so she's celebrating senior night with her tonight.
Aha, uh-huh. That's good. It was a tough loss this week for the Lady Bombers down in that state tournament, wasn't it?
Oh, man, if we could have that one back, we would love to have that one back. The kids fought and, you know, showed so much heart and so much determination. You know, at one point we were down 8 points and they fought all the way back to lead 23-19 and just couldn't pull out that set. We really beat ourselves, I think.
Yeah. A great season, though.
Yes. I believe they finished, including those two state games, 18-4. They were conference runner-up, state quarterfinalist. You know, Coach Daves was selected as an all-star coach this year, so they did a lot of really good things, and they've got a lot to be proud of. We really just didn't finish the way that we wanted to finish.
Yeah. I know they wanted another shot at Jonesboro, and unfortunately they didn't get it.
Oh, man, it would have been a great game. It would have been a great game. Benton went on to play Paragould and beat Paragould. So in the finals, I believe tomorrow it's going to be Benton and Jonesboro.
So Jonesboro will beat Greenwood, yep.
Yeah,
so,
they did.
Yep. That'll be a good match.
They did. It'll be a good one for sure.
They will. So a good season for volleyball. And I know you're getting geared up for softball, aren't you?
I am. I'm trying to switch gears. I feel like we've all really been invested in volleyball this year. You know, we've really tried to all be involved with our seventh grade program, and Coach Daves has really helped us at the junior high level, and so we've all been at each level, so we've been extremely involved with each other's seasons for volleyball, so it's kind of hard to switch gears, but talked to the girls today and told them that we were going to start going 3 days a week next week. They've been on their own lifting since August, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I'm ready to get back in there with them for sure.
You got quite a bit coming back this year?
We do, actually. We only graduated. We graduated three seniors, Chassie Whitlow, Peyton Husky, and Tabitha Schweitzer. We graduated those three. We've got one senior in Bella Bevel this year, so then the rest of them will be returners.
Wow.
So we're really excited. I think it'll be a really good year. You know, they competed last year, had a really good 2021 win season, so I'm excited to see what the girls do this year.
What, obviously, everybody, when you start talk softball, baseball, whatever it is, pitching is where you start. You got some good ones.
Yes, we do. We're returning Reagan Hasselwander and Lauren Loving. We also have a little bit of help in Tori Ross. We have some new pitching coming in Emma Killian and Lyric Stapleton this year. Both of those are freshmen.
Okay.
Yes, and We're also going to have another pitcher in Emma Crabb, too. So we're going to have a lot of young, young pitchers. So I'm really looking forward to those girls getting to watch Lauren and Reagan do their thing in the circle and really learn from them for the next 2 years and see what they can do.
What's the schedule look like? What do you have lined up this year?
We've got Valonia coming to us, obviously our conference games. Right now we're working on maybe hosting a tournament here at the beginning of spring break. Kind of struggling to get some teams coming there right now, but we're really excited. We've got some really neat activities scheduled in Lauren Chamberlain. I don't know if you know who Lauren Chamberlain is.
No.
She plays for USSSA Pride. We have a very small professional softball. It's not quite like the MLB. It doesn't get the media like the MLB does.
Uh-huh.
But she's a great player. She was All-American at OU, and we've got her scheduled to come that Sunday of our tournament to speak to our teams and kind of interact with our girls through dinner. So that's going to be a really exciting thing coming
Very
up.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Talking with Shelby Anderson, head softball coach at Mountain Home. Let's talk about the facility because there's not many like it around the state, is there?
Oh, man. I think, you know, people come here and they say, you know, how'd you make this happen? How'd you do this? And what people don't understand, it was a decade in the works. Mm-hmm. You know, they told us that when I was a freshman, sophomore in high school, yeah, this will be here by your junior year. And then the next year, yeah, this is going to be here by your senior year. Well, I graduated in 2011 and there was no field. So, you know, it's been in the works for nearly 10 years to make it happen. And there's a lot of people who were in the works and, you know, donated to it and made it happen to do all the work and everything. So, you know, they think we just snapped our fingers and it just appeared. That's not at all how it happened. So we're really proud of it. We're really happy to show it off. I'd like to talk to a few college coaches and see if maybe next fall that they would want to meet in a neutral location, maybe get like a Jonesboro to play Crowder or something to uh-huh. meet in the middle or a few different colleges like that. There's a lot of them who will travel, like Williams Baptist will come over and play North Arc.
There you go.
You know, so.
Hey, let's get ASU and Arkansas meet right here in the middle.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a series? That would be a show, wouldn't it? Can you imagine how many balls they would hit off of our cages out there past center field? Oh, my gosh.
Hackler wouldn't be safe.
Hackler would have to batten down the hatches and cover up some windows. So.
Of course, talking about facilities, the indoor facility has been huge
yes.
for baseball and softball both.
Yes, 100%. And, you know, the turf allows us to be outside when other people are not allowed to be outside. It can rain all day long and stop raining at 2 o'clock. And if I'm okay with getting our balls wet, then we're going to be outside, uh-huh. you know, at 3 o'clock. And then when the temperature gets bad enough and we can't stand it anymore, then we can go inside and we still have an area where we can get defensive work and we can get some offensive work. We've got pitching lanes going in there. So yep. we can have a lot of different things going in there at one time. And Coach Carver and I work really well together to split the facility for baseball and softball to work at the same time. So that's kind of a blessing that we don't have to you know, fight really, mm-hmm. even though we do want all the room that we can so that we can get more done. We really don't have to fight over who's going to be inside that day or who needs to go somewhere else. So it's really, really nice to be blessed with the facilities that we do. It offers us a lot more opportunities. You know, we were outside practicing in October last year. October all the way through November, we yeah. had, you know, outside practices pretty well 4 days a week,
yeah.
unless it was raining. So it's really nice that we have something like that at our disposal.
It is nice. We'll be watching softball before we know it's going to be here.
I know. I can't wait. You know, they pushed us back a week for us to start. We were able to start in February last year, and now we can't start until March, which is okay because we've got some pretty good athletes coming out of basketball. So it makes me wait for them to come uh-huh. out and, you know, give them a little bit more time to get ready. Hopefully basketball will go deep into their season. Maybe we won't see them the first week of March. Maybe yeah. we won't see them the second week of March. You know, I'm not really sure when the state tournament is, but I hope that their season is as long as it can be.
Good to see you up here.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You betcha. Shelby Anderson,
appreciate it.
Lady Bomber softball coach. We'll take a break. Matt will check scores around the state for us in just a moment. We're at halftime. Searcy leading 21-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
knows it's Bummer football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy!
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you once again from the studio. We are at halftime as Mountain Home is trailing Searcy by a score of 21-0. Lions came into this game ranked fifth in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Brandon Tobias will have more on that in just a little bit here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, as we once again welcome you into the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East tonight, Jonesboro, who is currently ranked fourth in Class 6A, is leading Sylvan Hills by a count of 14-0 at halftime. Jacksonville hosting Marion tonight. We have yet to see a score update on that game. Also, I haven't seen a score update on the game between Pine Bluff and West Memphis this evening. On the local level, Yellville Summit playing at Mountain View tonight. And I don't believe we have a score update on that one as of yet. Salem is at Lepanto, and right now the Greyhounds are trailing East Poinsett County 6-0 at the halftime. Kind of a surprising low-scoring game there so far. Melbourne is up on Cedar Ridge by a count of 47-0 at halftime. And in addition, Marshall is trailing Clinton 35-6 in the second quarter. Harrison, who is ranked fifth in the state overall, second in Class 5A, is up on Huntsville tonight by a count of 42-0 at halftime. Also on the local level up in Missouri, this is actually the start of district play. Postseason got underway tonight in the Class 4 District 6 playoffs. West Plains is leading Neosho 13-6. That was the last score we had from the first quarter. Also tonight, Hollister playing at Monette in the Class 3 District 6 playoffs. Right now, the Tigers are trailing Monette 28-14 in the second quarter. In the Class 2 District 3 playoffs, right now Forsyth is trailing Mountain View Liberty 14-0 in the second quarter, and we have yet to see a score update on the game between Ava and Mountain Grove. In the Class 5 District 6 playoffs, it is Branson leading Republic 20-9. That game in the second quarter. Turning to the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number one, Bryant is up on 9th-ranked North Little Rock, 21-14 in the second quarter. In addition, number two, Bentonville is leading Springdale 31-0 in the second quarter. Number three, Little Rock Christian, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, playing at Maumelle this evening. And right now, it is Little Rock Christian leading Maumelle 10-0. The Hornets came into this game ranked 5th in Class 5A. Number 4, Conway at Little Rock Catholic tonight. And let's see, we got an update on that one. Not as of, actually I take that back. That game in the second quarter, and the Wampus Cats and Rockets are tied at 14 apiece. The Little Catholic has already picked up a big win over North Little Rock earlier this evening. It'd be a big win for them if they could beat Conway tonight as well. Number 6, Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, leading Sheridan 14-0 in the second quarter. 7th-ranked Bentonville West up on Van Buren, I believe. Yes, they are, but barely. 17-14 in the second quarter. Number 8, Lake Hamilton, is leading Benton 7-0 in the second quarter. Both teams ranked in the Class 6A top 5 as well. Lake Hamilton at number 2 and the Panthers at number 3. And number 10, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 5A, playing at Watson Chapel this evening, and I just lost my scoreboard. Let's see if I can get that back real quick. As again, the Bruins are playing at Watson Chapel this evening. All right, well, so it looks like a little bit of technical issues there. And so, well, I'll just have to go on and tell you what else is going on tonight in the state. We've gone through all the games in Class 6A, Top 5. All right, I've got my scoreboard back. I don't know what just happened there. But anyway, have yet to see an update on the game between PA and Watson Chapel. So we've already mentioned all the games in the Class 6A, Top 5. And the only one I haven't gotten to is Class 5A, Top 5. In the second quarter, number 4, Valley View is up on Nettleton, 14-7. In the Class 4A, Top 5, number 1, Arkadelphia is up on Bauxite, 14-7 at the break. Number 2, Shiloh Christian is leading Gravett, 14-6 in the second quarter. It is number 3, Joe T. Robinson, playing at Ashdown tonight. Have yet to see a score update on that game. 4th-ranked Nashville is at Malvern this evening, and right now it is the Scrappers losing to Malvern. The last score we had was 7-0 in the first quarter. And number 5, Ozark, is up on Waldron, 29-0 in the second quarter. In the Class 3A Top 5, number 1, Ryzen, is leading Barton 35-0 at halftime. Number 2, Osceola, playing at Corning this evening. And the Seminoles are up 30-0 at the break. Camden Harmony Grove, who is tied for third, is playing at 5th-ranked Prescott tonight. And let's see if we got an update on that one. We do not as of yet. Actually, I take that back. It is the Curly Wolves leading Camden Harmony Grove 21-18 in the second quarter. And Harding Academy, who is tied with Camden Harmony Grove for that number 3 ranking, is leading Rosebud 42-0 at halftime. In the Class 2A Top 5, number 2, Fordyce, at home tonight against Hampton. And have yet to see a score update on that one. 3rd-ranked Foreman is at Murfreesboro this evening, and Foreman is up 22-12 at halftime. Number 4, Gurdon, is playing at Mount Ida, and once again, I lost my scoreboard tonight. And also, number 5, Desark, is at Earl this evening. Number 1, Junction City, is idle this week. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Cersei leading Mountain Home 21-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's the season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime 21-0, our score, as Searcy has the lead over Mountain Home. Stats are pretty even at halftime. Searcy, 153 yards of offense. Mountain Home with 121. There's only 32 yards difference in the first half. Mountain Home, all of theirs coming on the ground. 15 of Searcy's came on the ground in that first half. 51 yards for Blake Pope in the first half on 9 carries. Hirschberger with 26 yards. And Stockton with 25 yards in that first half. As Searcy has the lead 21-0. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org, arkansas529.org.